Hello, everyone. This is the Anthony S. of the Arizona Business Podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope things are going all okay. I'm coming from Arizona, so we are in the midst of a, when you watch this, quarantine, but not complete shutdown. And I felt it was a good time to bring up this conversation, especially for leaders. This one can be tough. When you are a leader, your opinion tends to impact many others, which means you have an immense responsibility to yourself and to those individuals, whether you like it or not. As much as we all want to believe that everyone is responsible for their own thoughts, words, actions, and everyone can make their own choices, that is not how it works sometimes, especially when it comes to politics, your workplace, medical professionals. I'm going to focus on me for a minute here and explain why I'm bringing this up. Because even myself, I get trapped in getting too passionate about the subjects I really enjoy and or have taken a lot of time to look into. Economics is probably the biggest one for me. It's been a passion of mine for a while, probably since high school, which in the grand scheme, not amazingly long. But for the amount of time I've been on this planet, it's probably taken up, I'd say, 30 or 40% of my years I have devoted to looking into that conversation. And if you were to remove the first 10, it'd be even more. It'd probably be closer to 50 or 60. The reason why I bring this up is because even as someone that goes into places and helps leadership learn how to have meaningful, tough conversations, I still fall victim to getting wrapped up in the conversation myself. Here's what I'm saying and not saying. I am saying, use your words wisely right now as a leader. It's extremely important. I'm not saying don't have an opinion. You can have an opinion. That's great. I have an opinion about the situation, but it's biased to an economic viewpoint. I'm not in a critical condition. I'm not over the age of 65. I'm in a group of people that has a 0.2% death rate for COVID-19. So my opinion is obviously biased to the fact that I don't feel like I'm in any extreme danger compared to others. As a leader, you need to look into that and be aware of the people you are talking to and mingling with your day-to-day conversations, especially when it comes to things like Facebook. I was reading today, other business owners have a conversation in words such as communism and Republicans and all these other idealisms, and I'm almost a little shocked. I think we'll put it that way. Not even shocked, more of almost disappointed. I implore you to have these conversations with your employees. To let them know you do have an opinion because you're still human. By looking at the facts and coming up with your viewpoint, but also recognizing that it's your viewpoint. On top of that, even though you will watch other individuals not follow this rule or this standard, and they will start yelling at people and calling people out and making it political if they want to, that does not mean you get to stoop to their level. You need to be an example of how we should have meaningful conversations in solving problems. I'm also not saying allow other people to kick you in your side and you roll over. But what I am saying is you have to look at yourself as an individual, but also look at the people around you, your family, the people that you lead, and look through their eyes. Understand what they're going through. they have kids, if they have parents that are upward in age, if their spouse recently had some sort of disease, cancer, or pneumonia, those individuals will have a much different viewpoint on how this is going to shake out. As you can guess based on what I've said, I look at the financial side of things. I'm looking at the amount of families that are going to be out of living situations potentially because they won't be able to catch up when the economy comes back around due to most jobs in the service industry being rather eliminated for the next month or two. And if you prolong the process, it may take even longer. Even though that is my opinion or my potential concern, that does not mean it is right, wrong, or indifferent. It is one viewpoint to a much larger conversation. If you really want to show people you can lead, today is the day. Today is your opportunity. Have conversations, but be empathetic to everyone. Give your opinion, but listen to other people's opinions. It doesn't mean you have to entertain them. It does not mean they have to be right or wrong. You just have to listen and be there for them through the tough times that we're going through. That is part of being a leader. And it's probably one of the harder parts. This is the Anthony S., the Arizona Biz Podcast. Hope you're doing well. And I hope you have some meaningful conversations today.